Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be here today. And I just want to say to you that if you're struggling, I hear you. And if you would like to be prayed for personally, you can email me at mary@marydemuth.com and I will send a prayer back for you. This is a difficult world. Jesus says, in this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus is the answer to those difficulties. And I know though that it can be a really lonely place sometimes to suffer. And so, feel free to email me and I will pray for you. Today we are in Mark chapter 14, verses 66 through 72. And it says this in the New English Translation. Now, while Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the high priest's slave girls came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked directly at him and said, "You also were with that Nazarene Jesus." But he denied it. I don't even understand what you're talking about." Then he went out to the gateway and a rooster crowed. When the slave girl saw him, she began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But he denied it again. A short time later, the bystanders again said to Peter, "You must be one of them, because you also are a Galilean." Then he began to curse. And he swore an oath, "I do not know this man you are talking about." Immediately, a rooster crowed a second time. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had said to him, "Before a rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, it's easy to read this story and think, well, I wouldn't do that. But actually, I would do that because before knowing you, Jesus, I was beset by sin. And I am now forgiven of sin, but I still have that sin nature and I still am bent towards selfishness. And I know Peter did this to preserve himself. He was afraid of the crowd. He was afraid of what was going to happen yet next. We don't realize that he was in the middle of the story when it was being written. We have the beautiful retrospective of looking back and knowing there's going to be a resurrection, but Peter didn't have any of that. He was just in the middle of it, frightened and alone and scared. And I find it fascinating that the people who pulled this out of him were not like great big soldiers who were like, "Hey, deny Jesus." And they were, you know, had a sword to his neck. No, it's like these little slave girls. And he still was intimidated by them. And he still denied you to the slave girls. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to stand firm, that you would empower us through your Holy Spirit not to live in such a way that we would not deny you. And Lord, I don't know what today holds. I don't know if I'm going to be asked about you. I don't know if I'm going to have an opportunity to defend you or speak your name or pray for someone or preach the gospel or what. But I pray that I would not shrink back. And I pray that for those listening today, they're going into situations that I'll never go into. They are these missionaries on earth to all corners of the earth. And they also don't know what's going to happen. But you, through your Holy Spirit, will give them the power to say the words that need to be said and to walk with you closely and to worship you by the way they live. And so, Lord, we want to be considered worthy to suffer for your namesake. We want to be considered worthy to follow after you, to take up our cross and follow you. Teach us what that means in our context, in our culture, in our world, and even in our church world. What does it mean to take up our cross? I pray today that you would help us to be empathetic to the Peters of the world with clay feet and understanding that we also are Peters. But there are people out there who weep bitterly because they have harmed you, or they feel guilty, or they've had things happen to them, or they've done things that they regret. And so, Lord, help us to be a beacon of your grace and hope. Help us to pray for those people who are living in shame and have the shackles of sin around them. Lord, you bring light to those dark situations. And I pray for the person today listening who just feels the weight of shame and the weight of guilt. I thank you that they don't have to leave this prayer today without first giving it all over to you, laying their lives down, asking for forgiveness, and receiving the kind of forgiveness and grace that you offer. You will bring it now at the moment of that repentance. And so, Lord, I thank you for producing a brand new life, bringing hope and light and grace to a dark situation. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can leave a little review on Stitcher or iTunes. It just helps get this out into the hands of others who may need it. I guess the earbuds of others who need it. So thanks so much. You are a blessing to me, and I hope you have an amazing day.